Hello and welcome. My name is Kato Sepp and I'll be your host for today's video game of the day. Today's game is the hard-boiled noir shooter Max Payne. Originally released on the PC, PS2, and Xbox in 2001, Max Payne was the second game developed by Remedy Software, best known these days as the developer of Alan Wake and Quantum Break. While Max Payne's shooting mechanics were heavily influenced by cyberpunk film The Matrix, with its use of bullet time effects, Max Payne became known in its own right for its neo-noir style and strong story influence from Hong Kong detective movies, particularly those from director John Woo. You play as renegade detective Max Payne, who returned home one night to find his wife and daughter killed by junkies high on a drug known as Valkyr. He then sets out as an undercover DEA agent, determined to discover the truth behind his family's killing. Max Payne plays as a third-person shooter, with players taking control of the titular detective. Max can use a variety of weapons, including semi-automatic pistols, submachine guns, and melee weapons, many of which can be dual-wielded. Players can enter bullet time, which slows down gameplay, allowing Max numerous special moves, in addition to being able to dodge bullets. Along with Max's internal monologue, told in a perfectly noir fashion by actor James McCaffrey, the story is also told via graphic novel-style panels, illustrating events between levels. Max Payne is also famous for featuring several dream levels, which illustrate Max's battle with his inner demons. Max Payne was very well received by critics and fans upon release, receiving various Game of the Year nods in 2001 from outlets such as GameSpot and IGN. The game has since received two sequels and ports to the Game Boy Advance, iOS, and Android. It was also adapted into a movie in 2008, starring Mark Wahlberg and Mila Kunis. Thank you so much for listening, and please consider leaving a review for us on Amazon. It's the best way to help our outreach, plus it lets us know what we're doing well and what we can improve. Also, be sure to check us out on videogameoftheday.com for transcripts, personal musings on the games talked about, and links to social media.